to the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me, Lord, I need to meet you.
Took the fall.
Who thought it?
Well, good morning, church. Hope y'all are all having a great weekend here at Highland. And, you know, today is a very special day as we have some individuals getting baptized. And, you know, it is wonderful to see that the greatest decision of their life is being made in the proclamation to the Lord that they want to serve the Lord in everything they say and do. And I have a Bible verse on that I would like to read. This is 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, with authorities and powers having been subjected to him. At this time, I will call the ushers forward. And the offering is for the congregational operating fund, which is just keeping the lights on, fans running. Obviously not here, but back at home. So, and we will not have ushers in the middle, so please pass it through the aisle, if that makes sense. But there will be ushers on the outside, so thank you for that. At this time, let's say a prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to pray for this offering right now. Pray that you would bless it. Pray that we would use it to further your kingdom, and just pray that we would be a people of you, and everything we would say and do would honor and glorify you. In your name, amen.
In your bulletin, please turn to Come Thou Fount. Come Thou Fount. Song is All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
All the way my Savior leads me.
Thank you for that, Owen. If Randall and Mary would come up at this time, they have something for the kids.
Testing, testing. It's good. Will the children please come up here on the steps? We have a short lesson for y'all. You can. You should. Okay, how has Holland been so far? You guys have been having fun?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we're going to hand it over to Randall right now, and he's going to read a short story from Luke 17, and then we'll have some questions for y'all.
So my story is about Jesus cleansing the lepers. Y'all, I'm going to have some questions afterwards, so listen close. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And as he went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to them, Rise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Okay, now I'm going to ask some questions. How many lepers were there? Yeah, good job. How many lepers that were healed came back to thank Jesus? Yeah, good job. What did they have to do in order for Jesus to heal them? Yeah. Close. They had to have faith that Jesus would heal them. Do y'all have, what are some ways that y'all can be thankful for what God has done in y'all's lives? Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Anybody else? Okay, Mary has something, a Bible verse to read, and she'll close.
Okay, so I'm going to finish with reading Philippians 4, 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So just like the one leper came back to God to give thanks, We need to be thankful to God when he answers our prayers. Okay, let me just reword that. When he answers our prayers. But even if God doesn't answer our prayers, we should still always be thankful and grateful to him because he is in control of our lives. And he loves us so very much. So always be thankful to God, even when things don't go your way, even when you're not having a good day. Just be thankful that to God that he's still with you and he loves you so very much. That's all we have.
All righty, if the Reverend Logan would come up at this time. Dear Lord, thank you for my brother Logan. Thank you for all he does for the youth group and the church. Thank you that he's always willing to be the leader. Pray at this time you would speak through him, that it wouldn't be his words but yours, and thank you for his willing heart, and pray that we would all have listening ears and just be with him at this time. In your name, amen.
Thank you. Man, I'm nervous, but I'm happy to be here. So I'm naturally kind of a procrastinator, so for the first, up until about 2 months from today, I had no clue what I was going to talk about whatsoever. And I was thinking and thinking and thinking, and whatever I'd read in the Bible, in my devotions or whatever, nothing really felt right. And this is a wonderful opportunity, and I didn't want to waste it on something I wasn't passionate about. So I just kept waiting and kept thinking, and one morning I hadn't thought of anything, and one morning I was eating breakfast with Ian before school, and he said influence is subtle but powerful. And I didn't really think about it at the time. I kind of just nodded it off, like, yeah, whatever. Fast forward a little, still trying to decide what I want to talk about, and Chester had a sermon on holiness, and he said one of the best ways to come up with a topic is think of something that's happened in your life or influential in your life, and work on that. It was his sermon about holiness. And then after Micah came back from his sabbatical, he did the same thing. He talked about something that had happened in his life that was influential. So that's what I started thinking, and then Ian's quote kind of came back in my head, and that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the power of influence and who you're choosing to put in your life, and also how you're influencing people. My life has been quite a roller coaster. I went to an old order church as of 4 years, or when I was about 4 or 5, we left and we went to Peak for just a little, then Bank Church, and then Calvary up until the split. We loved it there, but then after the split, we came to Dayton and COVID, and we've been here ever since, and I love it, but a lot of things have influenced my life in my 17 years, and I haven't always dealt with them the right way. Influences can be things or people. It's a lot of things. It's anything that has the power to, I have the definition on my phone, anything that has the power to change your life, or the definition is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. Another really big thing in my life that happened about 4 to 5 years ago, as a lot of y'all know, my mom got cancer, and over that time, it was really dark for me. She was pretty much always at the hospital, especially in the beginning, and Dad was there by her side caring for her, and my older brother was kind of out doing his own thing, and I guess I just felt alone, and I turned to people that didn't have my best interests at mind, and they didn't, it's just I was putting my time into spending people with intentions not towards leading me to God, but having a good time. And because of that, I just started asking myself, I guess asking God why, and not how he was going to use this experience. Looking back at it now, my relationship with my family, my friends, it's amazing now, way better than it was. But because of the people that I chose to spend my time with, I wasted a lot of time just being angry at myself, angry at God. Like, I've already been through so much. Why'd you have to give my mom cancer? Why couldn't you have chose somebody else? And I know that sounds harsh, but that's just what was going through my mind. And because of that, as of last year, I was suspended from school because of something that I had been fighting with, I guess, from a past life, if you will. It was baggage I was carrying behind. And I just want y'all to, especially you younger ones, learn from my mistakes. And those are years that I'm not going to get back, and years that I wasted being angry. And I just want y'all to learn from my mistakes and do better. So, yeah, just watch out who you're being influenced by. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and as one man sharpens another." And that's something that has really dawned on me as I look back a couple years ago. Those people, they were just out for a good time, and you need people that want to lead you to God. You need people that care about you. My life drastically changed when I came to Dayton and joined the youth. And through leaders like Jeff and Bridget and Sean and Jeanette and Micah and Mike, and just people that cared about me and were willing to not give up on me. And they were willing to sharpen my skills and lead me to God. Because if you try to sharpen an iron sword with something that's not iron, it's just going to dull it. In the same way, if you're spending time with people that aren't leading you to God, it's just going to dull you. And back in over the summer, we went to the North Carolina or whatever to help out down there, and we were cutting firewood. I was cutting with Sean, and he looked over at me with a big grin, and he had just hit a massive clump of dirt with his chainsaw, and his chain was toast, and he just looked over and laughed real big. But that's what happens if you choose to spend your time with people. Iron sharpens iron. You need people that are going to sharpen you and devote their time to you and actually care about you. If you have your Bibles with you, open to Matthew chapter 5. Verses 13 through 14. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are around in the house." In this passage, Jesus is talking to the believers, and he's referring to them as two things. He's referring to them as salt and light. Both of these things have a lot of influence if they're used in the right way. Ladies out here, I'm sure y'all use salt all the time when you're cooking. It affects the flavor of the food in the same way. If you wake up in the morning and you turn a light on, it completely brightens the room. And that's what God's referring to us as. He's referring us to salt and the light, and we're supposed to be the light of the world. And one thing, a little thing I heard one time, I'm a Washington Redskins fan, so I'm going to talk about them, but imagine a football team and a quarterback giving all these directions. Imagine he's giving his wide receiver an out route, and he's telling his tight end to block, and he's telling guys to block, and he's sending his running back on a slant or whatever he's doing. And imagine he just doesn't break the huddle. Doesn't that sound kind of like wasted influence or wasted talent? I feel like a problem in the church nowadays is we find ourselves hiding behind the four walls of the church. You know, it's easy to go to church every Sunday and talk to people that you're comfortable with, and go to church on Sunday and get a little word, but after that, are you just going home and not being an influence? Are you being a light to the world? Are you being salt? Because that's what Jesus is calling us to be. And I know I certainly struggle. It's hard. Being a Christian is hard. It's hard to go out and talk to people and open up to them and minister to them. But that is, when Jesus left, he said, I want you to be with me and I want you to make me known. You hear it. Our pastors every Sunday, know God and make him known. Is that what you're doing, or are you hiding behind the walls of the church and people you feel comfortable with and not going out into the world and helping people out and ministering? In the same way, if the quarterback would never open the snap or never open the huddle, It's wasted talent. God has given each of you specific talents. Nobody here is the same, just like your fingerprint. Nobody has the exact same talents. Nobody has the same skills. But God has specifically given you skills to use. And I don't want you to waste them. I want you to embrace the call instead of running from it. You never know what somebody's going through or what somebody needs until the smallest things ever can change somebody's day. Just last Tuesday, it was Pedro's funeral, and I was kind of going through it that day, and because someone made me feel good enough to open up to them, their influence on my life made me feel comfortable to open up to them, completely changed my life. And that night, Jeff Showalter called me, and he was like, man, I'm proud of you, and I know you've been working hard, and that completely changed my evening. And you never know how something so small can just completely change somebody's evening. And it's great that we have a church that can come together in times of need, like for Pedro. That's amazing. We need leaders to come together in a church. But if you've truly experienced the love of God, why are you holding that back? If you've truly felt the unconditional love of God, you shouldn't want to hold that back from people outside of the church. You should want to go and minister as much as you can. I want to close with 3 points. I want you to ask yourself who or what you're allowing to influence your life. Ask the hard questions. Are they people that you need in your life? Are they people that are leading you in the right direction? Secondly, I want you to ask yourself, Are you being a good influence? Are you guiding people to Christ or not? And if so, ask yourself, why not? And finally, I want you to examine your life and talk to yourself, and hopefully you have the desire to spread the gospel and influence others, but I want you to just ponder why that is. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for all these people here. Thank you for the people getting baptized. Thank you for the opportunity to come and worship you and learn about you. Lord, I thank you for safe travels here. I pray that there would be safe travels on the way back. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord. We love you. Micah, if you want to take it over.
What powerful words from a young man. Thanks for putting yourself out there. I just want to take this moment as well to honor Jeff and Bridget, Sean and Jeanette, Leanne and Alex, Rhett and Elena, Cody and Kristen. Who else am I missing? Anybody else? Johan and Satina, Terry and Barbara, Nick and Kyra. There's a lot of people that have taken a lot of time and poured in. And we are looking for people as well to lead these young people, to help with the load. It's a lot. And if you look at how many young people we have in the church, the load isn't going to get easier. It's going to get heavier. So if you have in your heart a passion for youth ministry, talk to Jeff and Bridget, myself, Sean and Jeanette, whoever, and we would love to have you interacting with the youth as much as possible. I have a couple things here before I move into the baptism. And if you are a woman, I make sure you listen to this announcement because it's a change and the bulletin is not correct. Because of the funeral ceremonies for Martha Rohr, there's going to be a visitation at church on Tuesday evening for Martha. Well, there was supposed to be a shower for Satina Weaver in the fellowship hall. That is being moved to tomorrow night at 6:30. So Logan said that he was a procrastinator. So if your Amazon package was supposed to come in on Tuesday for that, you know, sorry about that. But tomorrow evening, 6:30, plan on coming out, and excited about that. Also, there are a bunch of Jesus is King t-shirts that were made for this weekend. Now, I heard someone say this weekend, I already have four. I can't wait for another one. If you have four, let's let other people get theirs first. And also, if you're my size and larger, you can guess what that is. Anyway, extra large and larger. We didn't have time to make those as much, so they will be coming later. But if you're large and lower, there's kid sizes as well. Take one shirt after the baptism and through the meal. There'll be a table set up of shirts. Try to be courteous of everyone else during that time. And also, one more announcement. We're going to do the baptism thing, and maybe we'll just do it on the floor instead of coming up on here. But afterward, the baptism, we're going to move over here to the tank to actually do the baptizing. We're going to do the testimonies in here, and we're going to move out there. If you don't mind, you don't take it back to your camp or anything, if you wouldn't mind just grabbing your chair, if you have one, and taking it out of the tabernacle so they can set tables up and stuff for the lunch when you're moving out there to see the baptism. If you could just grab your chair and carry it out of just the building. If it's outside the building, that's fine. But if you wouldn't mind that, that would be great. All right, I invite those. Do we have a handheld mic? I invite those who are going to be baptized to go ahead and come up here to the floor at this time. Are we good on here? So baptism is an outward expression of something that's already happened. Being baptized doesn't save you. And I've had the joy of being able to lead in a class a lot of these young people. And the older ones have been met with as well. And I can say that they have expressed Jesus in their heart, that Jesus is King, and their desire is to follow them. Now, I remember when I was young, I was baptized, I think, when I was 10 years old or so, maybe 12. And later on, I remember thinking, well, I didn't really remember what I had done. And maybe if I would have sinned a little more, I'd have a better testimony, and so I could lead more people to Christ. And all these lies of the enemy would come into my mind. Well, somebody told me in prison, because I was there, I used to do prison ministry. And this guy said, I was talking about how I didn't feel like I had as good of a testimony as a lot of other people. And he said, man, the greatest testimony is a young person professing Jesus is Lord of their life and living faithful to him for their whole life. That is the greatest testimony. That is a testimony of faithfulness. So I'm excited to see these young people here declaring Jesus is King, and I've asked each of them to share. And Jace was, I'm proud of him, said he would go first for us here today. So Jace, would you come share, and then we'll just go back the line. And after they share their testimony, I'll ask them a few questions.
Hi, I'm Jace. My parents are Kenny and Amanda Glenn. I've chosen to follow Jesus Christ and make him Lord and Savior of my life. I'd like to be baptized today as a sign of that commitment.
Amen.
Hi, my name's Franklin Hirschberger, and my parents are Connor and Nestor Hirschberger. I gave my life to Jesus earlier this year, but I was still scared to get baptized because Satan wants me to have fear, but now I want to have victory over Satan. Thank you for supporting and praying for me.
Hi, I'm Kyler Martin, Jerry and Felicia's son. I'm getting baptized and giving my life to Christ because I realized I need a change in my own heart, and that only through Jesus that is possible.
Hold on.
I want to be a better person by giving my life to Christ and be more like Jesus and less like myself. Jesus is a friend to all, and what a friend we have in Jesus. This is why my favorite Bible verse is Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times. Thank you.
Damn.
Hi, my name is Roy Kreider, and my parents' names are Basil and Miriam Kreider. I want to be baptized because I want to follow Christ and let people know that I'm a Christian. Thank you. Jesus is King.
My name is George Troyer, and my parents are Mike and Hannah Troyer. I would like to be baptized in obedience to God. Baptism is a symbol of me dying to flesh so that I can live for Jesus. I really love the story of Noah. I love how he stuck at it and obeyed God even though the people teased him. I want to be like Noah. I want to do what is right, even if people are mocking me. I want to do what is right. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And I want to have this kind of faith. And Jesus is King.
Hi, I'm Travis Glenn, and my parents are Kenny and Amanda Glenn, and I've chosen to follow Jesus Christ and make him Lord and Savior of my life. I'd like to show that by being baptized today.
Good morning. My name is Eliza Truer, and my parents are Mike and Hannah Truer. I believe that Jesus is alive. It is my desire to follow Jesus. I understand that my sins separate me from God. That is the bad part. But the good part is that Jesus died on the cross to save me from my sins. I want to be baptized because I want to obey God. And I want all of you to know something, that Jesus is King!
Hi, my name is Hannah Rhodes, and my parents' names are Sean and Jeanette Rhodes. I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 7. My dad and I took a bike ride, and my dad explained how Jesus died on the cross for all my sins. And right then, I knew I wanted to follow him. I want to be baptized because I know that he is my Savior, and that he is holy, and that Jesus is my King. I would like to say a Bible verse that makes me feel happy because Jesus loves me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Please pray for me as I'm beginning a Christian life. Thank you.
Hello, church. My name is Liana Kalashnikov, and my parents are Anton and Sveta Kalashnikov. I became a Christian in my early 13s, and I'm ready to follow Jesus all the way. One of my favorite verses is, "In that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father," Philippians 2:11. With Jesus by my side, I'm ready to continue my Christian journey and praise him for the rest of my life. Today, I want to publicly proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and he is my King and Savior. Thank you.
Hello, church. My name is Elizabeth Verup, and I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was about 13 years old. I've been raised in a Christian family, and I've attended a Russian church my whole life. I've always had a desire to be baptized, but I hadn't yet felt a clear calling for when to take that step until I began attending Dayton Mennonite Church around March of this year. Since then, God has placed something new in my heart, and today I'm beyond grateful for this opportunity to be baptized. I ask that you all keep me in prayers as I continue walking in Christ and growing in him. Thank you.
I'm going to ask you all some questions, and hopefully you can think about it out here as well. Is this your profession of faith as well? Do you believe in God the Father, the creator of all things, in Jesus Christ the Son, the Savior for all people, and in the Holy Spirit, the faithful and abiding comforter? Do you repent of your sins and surrender your life to Jesus? Do you accept the sacrifice of Jesus as your Messiah and Savior and trust in his death and resurrection for your forgiveness and for eternal life? Do you have peace in your heart that Jesus has forgiven your sins and that he has come to live in your heart through the presence of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
As you give yourself to Jesus, do you renounce all the works of Satan in your life and commit with the Holy Spirit's help to live in relationship with God through prayer, through reading his word, and to live a life that pleases God to the best?
I'm just a little bit.
Okay.
Alright, who's gonna be first?
Somebody other than Jake.
Tyler, alright. Go ahead and jump in there. Kyler Martin.
Yeah.
Go, Tyler.
Kyler, you've declared Jesus as Lord of your life. We baptize you with water in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in baptism, raised in the likeness of Christ.
Alright, George. This tank's pretty full. I might only have a napkin.
George, feel your desire to be baptized?
upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in his death, and raised with him to walk in newness of life. You ready to be baptized, Liza? We'll just dip your head back. All right, put your feet up. Liza, upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in death, and raised with him to walk in newness of life.
Roy?
Upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in death, and raised with him to walk in newness of life.
Travis? To be baptized, but it's upon your confession of faith that Jesus is King, that we bury you in baptism, the old life, and raise you into new life in Christ. Confession of faith that Jesus is King, that we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with him in death, and raised in the newness of Christ.
It's upon your confession of faith that I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son. Hold on. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to walk with newness of life. On your confession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to walk in newness of life.
Yep. Liana.
Liana, it's upon your confession of faith that I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in his death, and raised to walk in newness of life.
Franklin.
Thank you.
Franklin, it's upon your confession of faith that Jesus is Lord, and I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit, buried with Jesus in his death, and raised in the newness of life.